Gaming Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.
Controlling transmission.
Divided by a thousand miles of barren wasteland, two men mysteriously linked by alien technology on a podcasting mission to boldly deliver video game news and views directly to your brain. This is Gaming Uncensored. And now, your Gaming Uncensored guides, the dynamic duo, the video game gurus, a man on wheels, and a Yeti with a modem, Jamie and Tommy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? My name is Jamie Jordan, and this is Gaming Uncensored, and yes, it's actually me. Tommy's sitting over there. What's up, man?
Man, you know, just making it at this point.
What's on the show this week?
Lots of cyberpunk. We're going to get back into lots of cyberpunk. Fun stuff to talk about there. Not so fun stuff to talk about. A lot of talk about cyberpunk. News from Star Wars universe, and Indiana Jones universe, believe it or not, in the gaming world. And so we'll get into, Lucas Games, Lucasfilms Games is a thing we'll talk about, which is fascinating. A couple other things, if we get to it, I will say, on the last show, which was a long time ago now, we said the next show will be a year in review. This is not at that because last year sucked, so let's not talk about it anymore.
I agree. I'm totally with that.
We've done a year in a review, or last year we did the decade in review because we're old and have been doing this so long. Just about every year for a long time, but I obviously, as we talked about the last show, stuff's been nuts around here. I've had some work stuff come up this week I told you about too that's just been nuts, and life just has been crazy, and so we said, screw that. We're just going to push ahead and see what happens.
So here, the reason I opened the show the way I did, if you are listening on the feed and you're not seeing the video, I'm starting to look like a dude from Duck Dynasty. this beard is legit, and I'm going to keep it until I see you or, like, May, whichever comes first. When it gets hot, I'm done. It's over. But I haven't trimmed it. I haven't done it. It's just there.
Yeah, it's to the scraggly point now. Like, for a while, you were in, like, the, like, just, like, you're a beard dude. Like, you just had a beard. And now you're in that, like, area where it's just going to be scraggly for a while until it gets, like, bushy, and then you're like back to beard dude, right? But right now you're just like kind of homeless dude.
that's exactly right.
It's a tricky transition.
I gotta be honest with you, I was really busy. We were both really busy before the show because we don't ever do like one thing at a time. And one of the things that I was concerned about before we started the show was if I had any stuff on my face, because stupidly, I ate a home-cooked hamburger right before we started. I ate it like 20 minutes ago, and in like a half hour, I'm totally going to regret it. Because it's hard to talk after you've just eaten that.
Yeah.
But I was very concerned that there was probably some stuff in the beard. So,
yeah,
that's a problem that I'm not used to having. I gotta be honest with you.
That's fair. That is a problem I'm very used to having. there's just foods that, as a bearded dude, you either avoid or you're just real conscious about when you're eating. Obviously, anything, a hamburger that has lots of stuff that can fall out of it's a good one. For me, it's like soup or queso. Those are the ones that just get me, right? Like trying to eat soup and like you drop like the littlest bit off the spoon and it's just like stuck in your beard for days. Yeah. Watch out for the soup. Queso's the same way. Queso's so much worse though because it's thick and it's cheese and so it's so hard to get out. And so like with soup, if you're like eating at a restaurant, you could be like just grab the napkin and be like real sly, you know, like just kind of. But like the queso, like you gotta like dig that stuff out. That takes like work. So
okay, so I just got the most friggin' idea ever. Okay, we need to do Beard 101 with Tommy. Like we gotta get some video of different foods. Beard 101 with Tommy. And here's how we deal with it. This needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Mexican just the other day, so the queso thing has come up recently. So, yeah, that'd be a good one. Some good Patreon content right there.
I bet somebody would pay for that.
Yeah,
that's a series of videos that the world needs and people would pay for.
Yes,
I really honestly believe that. And I'm glad to know that I haven't eaten queso yet, so now I'll be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared. Queso's brutal.
But I do like it. It's not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
But I made this, you know, commitment that I was going to stay with it, even though I may not see you until we're 115 years old. But I'm staying with it. Yeah. So
no, I appreciate the dedication. I'm enjoying it. So well done. Well done, my friend. So all that said,
so
should
what
we
what else is going on? I mean you want to jump right in?
Yeah, no. Work. That's my life now. Obviously we did the family stuff over Christmas and dealing with all those things as we talked about in the last show. And so
yep.
That was, you know, sucked a lot of the time, was good a lot of the time, kind of, you know, dealing with loss is hard. Having family that's close and loves each other is good. And so, you know, there's obviously the kind of pros and cons of that. And then just got back and work stuff just kind of took over. I had an unexpected issue at work that has significantly upped my workload a week before classes start, which was not anticipated. And so that just has eaten into my time. We were going to do a show last week and I just couldn't this all fell out last week. And so here we are, hopefully getting back into some consistency for 2021.
Man, I hope so, because I gotta tell you, we talk about it all the time, but I hope we get more consistent, because I was kind of getting on the edge of a little nuts, like just a little tweaky.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why this is a stress relief, but it is for both of us, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I was at the point where I'm okay, we got to do something. And then you told me what happened. I was like, oh, okay. here we are.
Yeah, we're here.
And I'm happy to be
which
here.
Which is a good thing at this point for sure. And hopefully we'll be here more in the coming weeks than we have in the preview. I think we will. That things are settling down a little bit. But even like today, I told you, like I've got family coming in the door, an hour after we wrap up probably. And so it's still just nuts constantly. So whatever. I'm super thrilled to be here to have some respite and to enjoy some time talking about games, which is a great, great thing. So
before we hop right into the news, I think I know the answer, but have you played anything?
I have, which I'm excited to talk about. I haven't played Final Fantasy, which I did pick that back up. You've seen as far as I've gotten in that, because I haven't touched that since being back in town. But I've played a decent amount of Cyberpunk. And so
awesome.
We will talk about that, some about the game. some about how I've been playing the game, which is...
Is that out there, or have I not?
It's not. No, okay. It's not anywhere at this point, because I'm not playing it on PlayStation 4 anymore.
Oh.
Because that didn't go well.
I think I know where this is going.
So it's going to be a fun conversation. I'm excited about that. So we'll get into that in just a moment. But likewise, have you been playing anything? Christmas got you any gaming?
I am not playing a new game, but I want to talk about something. It's kind of in the cyberpunk vein, because we got a couple stories about how awful the cyberpunk launch is and all the bugs and all the crap. And we talked about that last show, so we don't have to jump back into that. But I stumbled onto something that is like the exact opposite. You guys know that I've been playing Horizon, and I talked about how good it was, but I don't think I ever said that it's not without its problems. And the thing that I wanted to talk with you about is that those guys have now gotten the PC port thing figured out, and every time the game updates, or every time I update my video driver, it gets drastically better.
Yeah.
And I ran the first time I ever ran the benchmark, you know how benchmark works? It gives you your minimum frame rate, and then your average frame rate, and then your max frame rate. The first time that I ran it, my minimum was like 7. And then the max was, you know, 60 or 70 or something.
Sure.
I ran it last week. My minimum is now 30.
Nice.
And my max is like 120. So those guys have made huge improvements with the game. And I posted on Twitter. I don't know if you saw that. But I am seeing stuff that wasn't there before. Like, there's little butterflies, like, fluttering around, and, like, they're just kind of throwing stuff in, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, with all this stuff going on about Cyberpunk and all the issues, like, these guys have got it figured out. And I think that they need to teach a class, because that game is literally getting better with every update.
Yeah, which is what you want. That it started out as a pretty great PC port to start with, and then it's just getting better over time. Like, that's the goal. When so often PC ports suck, it's really, really nice to see that happen.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we can hope that that happens again.
But that's all I've been doing. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is I'm about a half hour away from where we ended our playthrough on the PlayStation 4. I have that quest, and I have about 30 minutes of work to do, and I'll be right where we were when we stopped. So
that's awesome.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's great. God, that's a game. If I had all the time in the world, that would be pretty high on my list to pick back up.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good. So, let me, before we jump into talking some cyberpunk stuff, let me say, heads up to the Patreon guys: Cabbage, Jose, Narc, Duff, Josh, Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavosh, Chad, Zeke, Chris, Brigham, Sam, and Andrew. Thank you all, as always, for your support. We also said we were going to do a round table. We are going to do a round table, hopefully within the next couple weeks. The idea was to do it within the past couple weeks, and that happened. So hopefully within the next couple weeks, we'll be doing that. I will say, too, I've got a couple of visual aids in today's show that we may try out. And so
awesome.
Not only do you want to come by and see Jamie's beard, because that's the main reason to go to Patreon and subscribe, but also there may be a few things, not anything major, but a few little visual things that we're going to start trying to throw in a little bit more with the video side of things. And so something to look forward to. We'll see how it works. It could totally fall apart, and we'll have fun with it either way.
I'm smiling because we both have broadcasting degrees, and I have some idea where you're going with this. So I'm excited.
Yeah. It'll be good. So let me talk about Cyberpunk for just a second, and we'll get into a bigger conversation around that for probably most of the show. So be prepared for that. So as we talked about before, I had Cyberpunk on the PlayStation 4. We played a little bit of that, solved the issues on the PlayStation 4. And it just, after we did the last show, I kind of went back and forth about it and finally decided, you know what, I'm going to do the refund thing, and I'm going to try to get this game a different way, because it's going to be a long time before it's worth playing on PlayStation 4 or until we get a PlayStation 5. And I just honestly don't want to wait for it. So I did a refund and then started looking at some options, and I decided the option I was going to try. I thought about Stadia because that sounded interesting, and there's actually been quite good reviews of Cyberpunk on Stadia. But the option I decided to try was to just purchase a copy on Steam. So just purchase a copy on Steam. And so I can run it on my PC and have, and I've played a little bit of it on my PC, honestly, not very much on my PC, but a little bit on my PC just to see how it runs. And it runs fine. As you would imagine, my PC meets the minimum specs, meets most of the recommended specs. And so not a huge issue there. But I decided, in part because I saw Sam talking about it on Facebook, and in part because I've just been curious about the service, to try NVIDIA GeForce Now. And so I didn't really know how GeForce Now works, and now I do. It's just tied to your game library. So you tie it to your Steam account, you tie it to your Epic Games account, your good old games account, whatever game services you're using, you just log in with that, and it allows you to play the games that you own, but on the cloud, as opposed to playing it locally.
Ooh.
Right? Which is kind of the best of all worlds. And I didn't realize that that's how it was set up. And so it's like Stadia, except for you buy the games and you can play them locally if you want to, or you can play them on the cloud because they're your games in your library. You're just accessing your library on the cloud. And so that was pretty cool. I was...
That's a fantastic freaking idea.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I didn't realize that's what it was. And so so I decided to try that. So as soon as I got back to Dallas, I signed up for the pro-like version of GeForce Now, which is like $50 a year, I think. $25 for 6 months or something like that.
That's it?
Yeah, nothing at this point. Now, remember, that doesn't get you anything other than access to a cloud server. It doesn't have any kind of games. There's no subscription.
Yeah, yeah, but that, if you have the games on your thing, you don't have to rebuy them. Am I hearing this correctly?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. It's just whatever games you have you that are compatible with their service. Obviously, not everything works on their service, but Cyberpunk obviously is one of them. And just about everything in my Steam library is available. I haven't tried anything else because I don't really have any need to. Everything else in my Steam library I can run fine on my PC. But the GeForce Now, the Pro account, has a couple of perks. You know, obviously, you can have a free account, but that's limited to like 1 hour of gameplay time, and then you have to log out and log back in, all that stuff. The Pro account is like 6 hours at a time or something like that, something I'm never going to hit. But the other thing is that the Pro has RTX built into it.
Oh.
And so I just fired the thing up and went into the graphic settings. And, you know, obviously with RTX, I just turned on everything to the highest settings with, you know, ray tracing cranked all the way up and everything else. And I'm playing it on my PC, but on the cloud because I have a gigabit internet connection and my internet's perfectly fine to run it. And I don't feel hardly any difference between playing it in the cloud versus playing it locally. Like I said, I've tried back and forth just to test it to make sure that I'm not crazy that it does play the same pretty much both ways. There may be just the slightest bit of latency. I don't know if it's just in my head that I think there's latency.
Dude, who cares?
Right. It's like, so like, slight. If it is there, it's minimal. And so it's not a huge deal, obviously. It's definitely workable. And then the cool thing that I am doing, right off screen right now is as, Sam has talked about on Facebook, I have Cyberpunk running on my phone.
That's nuts.
Isn't that freaking cool?
That's dope.
And so I picked up this I just got logged in to my game, and so there it is. There's my Cyberpunk running on my phone on this little Nimbus controller I picked off Amazon with a little phone clip on it. So I could now play Cyberpunk on my phone, like pretty
and
legitimately
every other
well.
Game that you have.
Yeah, right. It's
like that changes our whole. What the fuck? Wow! I got no words.
That was I'm so happy about that reaction. That's what I was going for. That was great. I'm really, really impressed with the service. We'll talk about the game here in a second because I have a lot to talk about with Cyberpunk as well. But just that service of not really knowing how that service works and now knowing how that service works, I'm a believer, and to the point that, like, of course, I would love to upgrade my system. The biggest reason I'm going to want to upgrade my system is to play more advanced VR stuff, because that's not something right. that you can do on the cloud at this point. But for PC games that are coming, like I said, it graphically is phenomenal, right? Like, it's streaming, you know, the equivalent of, you know, a 3080 or whatever, just maxed out graphics across the board on Cyberpunk with ray tracing and everything. Like, it's just gorgeous. And it works nearly seamlessly. Like, why in the world do I need to buy a 3080 at this point, you know, when I could just play this game on the cloud and it looks great?
Okay, so I have like 18 questions yes. at this point. So here we go. My number one question is, have you done a network test? Because I want to know how much bandwidth it's using. Because if I have anywhere close to the amount of bandwidth, I'm going to pay for this today. I'm going to go buy a copy of Cyberpunk, and I'm going to play today.
Yeah, I have not. I couldn't tell you what it's actually taking at any given time. I have not experienced on a wired connection. I haven't tried it over Wi-Fi. I just had it on Wi-Fi on my phone. It was actually a little spotty on my phone. Most of the time, even on LTE, it works fine on my phone. But our Wi-Fi is a little spotty in my house, especially in my office where I'm sitting now. And so that's to be expected. But over my wired connection, I have had zero issues. Like, never any dropout. Never, like, even playing Assassin's Creed on Project Stream, which became Stadia, right? We talked about that quite a bit. There were moments, and I talked about this on the show, that there were moments that it was like, oh, okay, like, suddenly the, like, video resolution just dropped off a cliff, and then it popped back up a second later, but you could feel that, like, you could you know, see that happening every once in a while. It wasn't enough that it was a big deal. I have literally not had that experience at all with this, not a single time, which is pretty great. I mean, again, it's just kind of boggling my mind how well it has worked. The service has just been about flawless for me. Again, I don't know how much of my internet it's using to do that, because I got a lot of internet. But whatever it's using, it's doing it well.
I need you to figure out, like, I don't know how, but I need you to figure out exactly how much it's using, because I want to know.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm interested in here is, remember about 6 weeks ago when we were talking about stock prices and I told you where NVIDIA was and all, I said, if you guys have any cash, go get it. This is another reason I'm telling you. It's $530 a share, and I guarantee you it's going to quadruple in the next 5 years. Go get it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be all of the self-driving cars. They're going to be everywhere.
Yeah. And they're doing good work. I mean, that's the thing, is like, just across the board, like, their stuff is good. It works really well. By the way, this is in the show notes, but I would throw it in here since we're talking about NVIDIA already. They announced the 3060 at $329, I think, is the price point on the 3060. That gives you, you know, RTX and ray tracing and everything at $329. That's awesome. That's fantastic, right?
So
the 60 range, right? Like, the 1060 is by far their most popular, 10 series car. The 60s are always the, you know, those affordable ones that still bring the power. That $329 for a 3060 is crazy.
So, one thing that I'm interested in is, we talk about the screens that we've got all the time. You don't have an HDR screen, so you're not seeing that.
No.
Even though it's being implemented.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so I'm still playing it on my, you know, old 1080p monitor. And so it is what it is on my screen. I would love to see it on a better screen just to see what the difference there is. I would love to see it side by side, honestly, because I really want to see specifically what the differences are there.
So next question of like 18, what you've seen it on the PlayStation.
Yep.
You talked about the drawing on the last show and some of the other issues, and we've heard people talk about the issues. When you give it that much muscle, how much of that junk does it fix?
Yeah, a lot. Almost everything. Like, so the graphical issues I've seen very, very few of. The bugs of the game I've still seen. I'll get into those a little bit more later. But the graphical issues. So I started a character and I did the Nomad track again just because I really wanted to see it. Like I told the story on the last show that the very first thing in a Nomad track, you pop into this car repair shop. And the first thing I did when I pulled up the PlayStation, when I was playing on the PlayStation, is I just turned and looked on the wall and there was a pegboard with tools on it. And the tools popped in about a second and a half after I turned and looked at that pegboard. And it's just right in front of you. Like it just was super obvious. And that was just the very first impression was so bad. So of course, the very first thing I did was go, I know that there's this pegboard right here that is supposed to have tools on it, right? And so I logged into the game and turned and looked over and beautiful as, you know, pristine colors, angles, edges, every bit of it just there, you know, just looked great, like from the very get-go. And so that very first issue that I had on PlayStation 4 just didn't exist on this version because it is, you know, it's running a PC version of the game. And even Stadia, my understanding is the Stadia version is a console port that they're running on Stadia.
Ew.
And so this is actually running a PC version of the game, which I, by all accounts, is by far the best, even though the Stadia port apparently is really good. The Stadia port has gotten great reviews. And so it apparently runs pretty equivalent to a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X version of the game, not the last generation console version of the game. But I got to imagine this is better.
Okay, so I just came up with a weird question I had to my list. It's tied to your Steam account.
Yep.
Okay, it looks at your library, and Sam's posted about other things you can do with your library. Like, there's a service out there that will let you merge your libraries and all the different services or whatever. So, it looks, it sees that it's in your library. Do you have to have it installed?
Do I have to have it installed locally?
Yes.
I don't think so. I haven't tried because I've obviously installed it locally right after I bought it. But I don't, I mean, obviously not because I can play it on my phone. And it's not installed locally there. So I don't know if it cares that I have it installed locally on my PC or not, but I wouldn't imagine.
That's what I want to know because here's the other thing.
I could pull up a different game. Because almost nothing is installed because I had to do a reinstall in the last month.
Right.
And so I basically have no games installed. Just the next game that pops up on my library on my phone is Thief. So let's see. I'm pulling up Thief right now on my phone.
Okay.
We'll see if it loads. I mean, it's not telling me it can't for any reason. So yeah, I wouldn't see why that would be a requirement. I know Thief is installed on my rig. I haven't played that in years. So
here's why I love this. Not only do you not have to worry about the hardware, but you don't have to worry about the storage space.
Nope.
It's fantastic. Like, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
$50 a year.
Yeah.
This is no, like, seriously, if I can figure out what bandwidth is required, and if I'm even close, I'm paying them today.
Yeah.
Because that's stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And like I said, it's I would love to hear how it ran on your system, on your internet. Obviously, your system doesn't really matter. It is a little flaky on my phone because my phone's an iPhone and you know, we've talked about all the ridiculousness with the App Store and game services. And so the way NVIDIA gets around that is using, Safari, essentially you stream it via Safari, and so it's streaming in browser, which is fine. It's just buggier on the phone. Like, whenever I log into a game on my phone, it takes me to Steam Big Picture mode and not to the game, and I actually have to, like, click around to navigate to the game, which is more cumbersome than it sounds, but not that big of a deal, you know? So, yeah, it's not perfect on the phone, but it's darn near perfect on the PC. Like I said, I have the option to play locally or to play on the cloud, and I've chosen to play on the cloud. And let me, my other visual aid I have here for you. Let me see if I can do this really quick. I'm going to try to do a quick screen share here. I did do a quick just side-by-side screenshots of decks because I saw this on Reddit or somewhere that somebody did this as a comparison between the different versions of the game. And so it's not perfect because they're in slightly different points in time or whatever, but it gives you a pretty good idea. So I'm assuming you're seeing that picture of decks.
Yes.
Good, good, good. And so this is a screenshot from me running it locally off of my rig. Which, by the way, doesn't look bad. You know, obviously,
no, it doesn't.
It's a good looking game, and my rig's fine. It's just not great. It's kind of a mid tier rig at this point. So here's what it looks like from the stream.
Woo!
And so that's with everything cranked, RTX, and ray tracing, and everything.
Flip it back. Flip it back.
Here's my rig. Here's the GeForce Now. Again. Playing, I did this 5 minutes apart from each other.
One more time, flip it back.
There you go. And there you go.
Dude, that is not even comparable.
Right? Like the lighting, like the smoke off of his cigar down here, the reflections in his glasses. Like, you look at this and you're like, that looks good. Like, it's a good looking game. And then you look at this and you go, holy crap, that's next gen. You know, like, that looks phenomenal.
I think holy crap, I thought of something else that I should say on this show.
Yeah.
That's whoo.
Yeah. And so I have the option to play it locally and the game looks like this, and that would be perfectly fine. Or I have the option to play it on the cloud and the game looks like this, and there might be a slight bit of latency. I'm gonna play the game looking like this.
Okay, so here's the other thing that I love that. Okay, you said with the pro, can't get 6 hours. You're like, we got some guys in the audience that are like, that's lame. I spend 6 hours a day. But when your 6 hours are up, you can switch.
Yeah, you just log right back in.
Going, you just, like, that's the coolest thing ever.
And it will time you out because you know how I play games, that I get up and walk away from it. And so I've had to get back in the habit of saving fairly often because I've lost a little progress because I'll get up to do something and then be away from the computer for 20 minutes. I'll come back and it'll have timed out, which I get. You got to make space for other people. You don't want your servers just sitting there idle. And so I get that.
The other thing I'm thinking about... I'm wondering if your clock is more accurate because they know, like, obviously you've left it sitting there for 6 hours, so your clock's still screwed up, but
it haven't, because it'll log you out before that. Like, it has to be active time. It logs you out after like 10 minutes or something. And so, yeah, my clock theoretically will be more accurate, and won't be accurate because I'm still pausing all the time. But as long as it's not, you know, more than 10 minutes between a pause, it still screws up the clock. But it'll be more accurate because I'm not just leaving it there sitting idle for hours at a time.
Right.
So, I just pulled up the internet requirements. And so I'm trying to see here. It says it needs at least 15 megs for 720p at 60 frames and 25 megs for 1080p at 60 frames.
Right. Which I got that.
Yeah.
What's the up?
It doesn't say.
Wow.
Can't imagine much.
They're going to be getting some of my money pretty quick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Patreon guys, because I'm fixing to run out and purchase a copy of Cyberpunk as well. Wow.
Yeah, I would definitely say, because you can try out the service for free. You don't have to join the service. I would say, like, try it with something that you already have installed. Just go and install the GeForce Now app and just play around with it for a little bit and just see
like
how it
Horizon
runs on your system.
Or something,
exactly.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. If it's compatible, if it's part of their, let me see. I can check for you really quick to see if Horizon's one of their supported games. But that's what I would suggest.
Is that a free trial kind of a thing? Or
It's a free service. You can, Horizon's not on there. It's obviously not everything.
I've
got
a zillion other games.
Right, exactly. Something you have will be compatible. You can use it for free for as long as you want. The free tier just doesn't have RTX, and so you don't get the prettiness. But if you're just trying it out, it doesn't really matter. And it only has the 1 hour session link. That's kind of the thing. And
right,
theoretically, you could be put in a queue, like if their service is full. I knew that I was going to use it, so I just went ahead and paid for it. So I don't know. I've never been put in a queue on it. The free tier, you may get it put in a queue.
So we're getting old, and when you get old, you start doing stuff you never thought you would do. And this is one of those services that, like, if it's free, I'm going to use it for free for about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to pay for it to get the perks.
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, this is world-changing for us.
Yeah.
World-changing. And if that's all, like, I have twice that bandwidth. I have twice what they're recommended is for 1080.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't see a problem here.
Yeah.
Now, granted, what the spec says and how it actually works, a whole other thing, I get that. But that's a huge deal.
Yeah. And I don't know, like it did say on there, what the spec need is for if you're doing, you know, higher resolution. I don't know if RTX will increase the bandwidth that you need, anything like that. So,
well, I don't care if it increasing the bandwidth or not, I'm turning it on.
Right, like, obviously.
Look, I will wait till my house is empty and there ain't nobody here, and nobody's streaming, nobody doing anything. Like, seriously, this is something I'm going to try immediately.
Yeah.
Because I have to know. Duff, if you're out there, we have to know.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to be as blown away by it as I have been. And it was literally as much as the first time firing up Cyberpunk on the PlayStation 4 was kind of like, you know, like just that kind of, this sucks. The first time firing it up on GeForce Now, I was like, this is fantastic. Like, this is the answer to all my questions that I had before, you know, like it really legitimately felt that good. I feel a lot of latency playing on my phone. And so there are definitely, like, I've done tons of, you know, like gunfights or whatever on the PC, playing it on the cloud. I don't know if, like, I'm just not great at shooters. Like, that's just not my genre that I excel at. And so I don't know if some of it's just that I'm not great at shooters and some of it's because of latency. Driving has worked just fine, the little bit of driving that I've done. And so that would also be a place where that latency input lag would be an issue. And so, like I said, it may be there, but it's pretty minimal. It doesn't feel weird just walking around, like the camera doesn't lag or anything like that. On my phone, it does. And so I wouldn't want to do like a big, you know, firefight or something like that on my phone. But just exploring the world or doing, like, you know, talking to people quests, that kind of stuff works perfectly fine.
So, okay. I'm so excited that I've already forgotten what you said. So Drew, let's reiterate here because does it work with it? You bought Cyberpunk on Steam. What I'm thinking about is I have control on Epic.
Yep.
And I have no desire to install it because I know I'm going to suck at the game, but that is one of those games that has the RTX. It's gorgeous. It has all of that. Even if I die 18,000 times in the first 5 minutes, that's going to be one that I try, like, immediately. So it works with all the services, right? It's not just Steam?
That's correct. It does work with Epic, and it does work with good old games. I know those three for sure. It may work on other ones. That said, I actually don't think Control is part of... No, it is. Yep, Control is there.
Oh, sweet.
So,
okay,
Control on the Epic Game Store. So, there you go.
So, yeah.
So, you just have to log in with your Epic Game Store account, and then it'll be there waiting for you.
That will be, like, my first...
I mean, yeah, there's hundreds of games that are compatible. It's, you know, I'm sure there's stuff that, that would be... I'm trying to think. What other... Doom Eternal, obviously... Yeah. Doom is not on the list, and so that would be one that was a recent release that would have been
a
big
deal.
You
know what would be fun? Well, and neither one of us own it. You know what would be fun?
Huh.
Red Dead.
Oh, yeah. That's a... let me see. It's on here. Nope, it is not.
Okay.
So there are hundreds of games, just all the ones that we want aren't on there other than Cyberpunk.
Right.
Cyberpunk notably is, and that's a big
so thing. And we got other stuff to talk about, so we'll wrap this up, but here's my thing. Here's, even if at that price point, even if the only game that you play on it is Cyberpunk,
oh yeah,
that like, okay, take my money,
right?
Here. Do you want more money? Because I'll give you more money. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, to play Cyberpunk on basically a high-end PC. Yeah, I it's a no-brainer to me. Again,
like,
if the performance was drastically different, I might you know, say pros and cons here. But the actual performance just, to me, hasn't varied at all. Now, I need to play a little bit of it more locally. I'll try to do, like, a big gunfight sometime. Play it, you know. The thing is that I'm playing kind of a Netrunner character, and so I'm hacking everything, so I don't really gunfight anyway at this point. So, who cares?
Yeah.
But I'll try at some point just because I want to know that comparison. But, yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer. I could pay whatever money, you know, $329 for a 3060. That would probably look close to what it is, but I also need to upgrade my processor to get there too, so I'm looking at another $300 for that or whatever. And I can just pay $25 every 6 months, whatever it goes up to. I'm sure after a promotional period it's going to be more expensive. I don't care, you know, like $100 a year. Yeah,
$100 a year, like, seriously. I'm about to pay for Amazon Prime at the end of the month. I don't even... Like, we've talked about this. Amazon Prime's one of those things. I don't care what it goes up to. I'll just pay it because we use it every day. And this is one of those things. Like, there's only certain games that I will want to use this with.
Yeah, absolutely.
But still, $50, even for the first year, if I pay $50 tomorrow and fire up Cyberpunk and put some hours into it and get to see some of that prettiness, even if it's not perfect, I'm be all over that.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, the Ubi stuff you play is compatible. And so, like, Assassin's Creed is
Far Cry.
Far Cry, when Far Cry 6 comes out. Yep, Far Cry is on here. Watch Dogs. I was just trying to think of what are big games that have just recently come out that I want to play. They're Legion, all compatible. Yeah. So all of those are here. The ones that, you know, really look good, you know, that I want to play. And I'm at the point where my PC is just getting there that, like, okay, I can't run everything at the highest spec anymore. And so this is a way.
See, I still can't. Like, Cyberpunk's the only thing out there. And when Horizon started, it was kind of iffy. Now it's not, like, it's not even close. It's using, like, half the video RAM that it was.
Yeah,
like, it's I'm running that comfortably, but man, like I said, even if there's just a couple of games, that's totally worth it.
Yeah.
And if you'll send me a text when you're, like, at... Well, no, I guess I technically have to own it. I was going to say we share a library, so I can test it.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way. That would be cool if it did.
No,
it
does not.
Dug into it to see.
But,
Death Stranding also on here, by the way, which we talked about over the break. So,
yeah, that's something we definitely... Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
All that said, let me talk a little bit about the game, actually. Because I do want to talk a little bit about the game. I have not done much of the main quest because I just I did the same kind of intro part to get into Night City. I've done a few things just to get the ball rolling so you can kind of explore. And then I've really just spent time exploring because that's really what I wanted to do with the service. So I've seen, you know, 4 or 5 hours at the game. I don't know what level I am. I've got, you know, 3 or 4 levels that I've gained, you know. So I've been able to start, like, actually prioritizing a spec, playing in a certain way, all that kind of stuff. And so I have kind of a sense of how the game works. And so there's definitely good and bad to it. It's not the game that I wanted it to be. I'll be really, really honest with that. It's you know, the hype machine let us down in a certain way. But it's going to be a really, really solid game. And it's I want to go back to it. Like, that to me is, if nothing else, if a game draws you back in, that's a good game. And it's a game that's absolutely drawn me back in to the point that I'm just, you know, wanting to see the world. The world isn't as deep, at least so far, as I had hoped it would be. It does feel, and I've seen this in some reviews, and now I can testify to it in my own kind of experience. It does seem fairly, you know, mile wide and an inch deep, to use that kind of metaphor. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on the surface, but, like, once you try to dig deeper than the surface, it feels like there's stuff missing, just that. It feels unfinished around the edges in a lot of ways. And I think, I mean, in fact, I know.
It is.
Yeah, the cyber CD Projekt will tell you that. They did in a video. You can go to the show notes and see. We'll talk about that in a bit if we have some time. And so you feel some of those things. And so there is just this little pang of disappointment here and there of what could be. But for the most part, the world's freaking cool. And it's cyberpunk. And just walking around looking at NPCs looking all weird with their implants and stuff is, like, really fun. I haven't done hardly any driving at this point. I haven't upped my, like, strength, you know, skilled so that I can carjack. And there's just not parked cars around. I did find a motorcycle, and so I went joyriding on a motorcycle for a while, and that was really fun. But it's not like Grand Theft Auto, where there's just cars sitting everywhere. There's just not. There's not, like, parking lots in the world, which is weird, you know? Like, there's just little things like that that you notice. The kind of hacking mechanism, which is the kind of, you know, mage class, essentially, I think is going to be really fun. I've enjoyed just the kind of playing around with that a little bit. I'm looking forward to getting deeper into that. I've seen a ton of bugs. Again, I've barely scratched the surface on the game, and I've seen a ton of bugs, NPCs that die and float in the air. An NPC yesterday, last night I was playing, and there was an NPC that was just from the waist up, but at ground level, like, his legs were underneath the sidewalk
in the ground, yeah,
and was just hanging out and, like, chatting or whatever, but was, like, you know, just a waist up, and, you know, it's just stuff like that really breaks the immersion, that just, like, you're like, oh, this is a cool game, oh, that's really dumb, you know. Like, and there's been some things that, like, cars have, like, got off the road and, like, floated off into the sky or something like that, that you're like, what the crap is happening? And so it's not, like, a game-breaking bug. There's nothing that's been, like, I haven't had to restart because of any bugs or anything like that. They did just put out the hot fix for the save limit. That was a big issue, that 8 megs, if your save got bigger than 8 megs, it would screw you up. That's no longer the case, but it's not retroactive. So if you have a game that was already broken because your save got too big, it's broken forever. So that sucks. But going forward, that won't be an issue. It's just stuff like that that really, really sucks about the game. It's really disappointing that they didn't finish it all the way. And I'll mention really quickly, and we'll discuss a little bit more. A couple of things to go by the show notes for gamingandcensored.com. One is a story in Bloomberg from Jason Schreier, who writes for Bloomberg now, used to write for Kotaku, did his own thing, has a podcast. It's really great. I like Jason Schreier. He's been pretty polarizing in the game industry, but he has a lot of good connections inside developers, including CD Projekt Red. And talked to a handful of developers, not all the developers, and several developers that don't work for CD Projekt Red anymore, so take that for what it's worth. But talked to a lot of developers that said, we saw this coming, we knew, like, whatever the higher-ups were saying, you know, the original launch date at the beginning of last year, they were like, we knew that was dumb, it wasn't going to happen, there was just no way. And even the kind of crunch at the end, it talks about how that was an issue. It talks about how that E3 video that we saw in 2018 was, you know, obviously not entirely representative of the game, which is, you know, understandable. You shouldn't expect that. We talk about that with E3 stuff all the time and whatever. It's an interesting read that you should, take with the appropriate grain of salt. But the kind of other side of that, go to the next link in the show notes. One of the co-founders of CD Projekt Red, and I'm going to butcher his name because it's Polish, Marcin Iwiński. That's close. He says it in the video, and I've tried, but still didn't get there. There's like a 5-minute video of him just directly to camera saying, hey, we screwed this up, and kind of going through detail by detail how they screwed it up and saying, we're really proud of this game. We think it's a good game, but there's things that we did poorly in the execution and the launch, and we should have done better. It sucks that a game that we were so looking forward to fell short on a lot of expectations. It sucks that it could have been better with more time. COVID played into that. They talk about that he talks about that in the video. COVID obviously wasn't something anybody was anticipating. The honest truth is the game should have just been delayed longer. It just isn't finished. But it's really good, and it's more finished than like Metal Gear Solid 5 was, and I love that game, right?
Yeah.
Like, where the game just ends like terribly. This apparently doesn't do that. It's more finished than that. It's just really, really rough around the edges. And so if you're gonna play Cyberpunk, if you haven't yet, if you're already into it and love it, awesome. And I'm into it and I'm gonna love it and I'm gonna play a lot more of it. I'm pumped about it. If you haven't yet and you don't mind waiting, I would suggest waiting. By the end of this year, I think it's probably going to be in pretty good shape. But that's a pretty bad place to be to say, okay, a year after our launch, we have the game about where we want it to be.
Yeah, which I'm willing to wait now that I know that we have this new toy.
Right.
And I can, like, I've got other stuff that I can play that's not currently installed and, you know, whatever. And to me, like, just back on the surface for a quick second, the fact that it's the cloud and all you have to do is buy the game and you don't have to install it, we have bitched and moaned and complained about, you know, storage space and moving stuff around. And I told you that I, before the show, I was doing a little audio work for a little side project, which neither one of us really has time to do, but I'm doing it. And audio takes up a lot of room, and I'm realizing whether this is correct or not to think this way. I have like four or five hard drives, and I'm running out of space on all of them. You know?
Yeah.
And so that's a part of the service that's intriguing to me, because you buy it, you don't even have to load it.
Yeah.
If it works well, hard drive space doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's the future, like, man. It's the future.
Yeah. That's fantastic. The other thing that I love, and then I want to talk for like 2 seconds about Cyberpunk. The other thing that I love about it is, we've been saying that it was the future, but I bitched and complained about how it was a long way off because, you know, you don't own the game and all that. But this makes sure that you own the game. And so if you stop paying for the service, you don't lose anything. You've still got the game.
Yep.
Still yours. You can play it local. I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
That's fantastic.
I think the service model is great. I think they've got that right. It's NVIDIA. It's not Google. It's not Amazon. You know, like, even though we love NVIDIA, they're definitely a tier down and just popular knowledge, you know, like people knowing right about them. And so if their service were to take off, I don't know if their servers could handle it. They're gonna have to buddy up with somebody at some point, but I don't know if they want to. They want to do the high-end kind of cloud thing. I'm
here
for it.
They're bigger than I think that we think.
Yes,
they are.
That's
they're getting large on their own.
Yeah, but they're not Google or Amazon. They're not going to be Google or Amazon, but they could be Sony, you know, they could be Nintendo, or they're probably bigger than Nintendo. I don't know. I'm throwing stuff against the wall now, but, you know.
Two things on Cyberpunk, and we'll wrap that up because I want to talk about the Lucas stuff
real
quick.
Yep.
But what I'm wondering is, now that we know the game is not going to be what anybody hoped for, what's game of the year? Like, everybody was thinking, like, it's not, like, there are literally developers out there that did not release games this year because they're like, we can't compete with that. And now Cyberpunk's still maybe game of the year, but I'm thinking not.
Yeah, I think if they can do the kind of get things together, mea culpa, you know, thing by, you know, the end of the year when stuff starts coming out, I think they still got a good shot. I'm looking through a list right now of, you know, most anticipated games of 2021 or whatever. Diablo 4 is on that list. We'll see. I'm skeptical that we'll see that this year. Dying Light 2, I don't think it's that level. Far Cry 6. Far Cry is always, you know, a B game, but it's probably not going to be as good as right. Cyberpunk. The new God of War isn't coming out this year. Why do you have that on this list? Halo Infinite, I don't think, you know, obviously what we've seen of it so far, I want to anticipate that. Hitman 3. Hogwarts Legacy is already delayed till next year. That's in the show notes, so not coming out in 2021. Yes. Horizon Forbidden West, we'll see if it gets here this year. I don't know that it will. I'm pretty skeptical. So all that to say, Breath of the Wild 2, does that surprising drop this year? I doubt it. I don't know. I don't know that there's a ton of competition for it. I think that there's a pretty good chance that it's still, you know, the thing. Resident Evil Village, maybe. I don't know.
It's crazy to me because, like, Cyberpunk was the game that everybody waited on, and now it's just sort of like, all right, and nobody really wants to play it right now because it's not really there.
Yep.
And so you're kind of looking around for other stuff to play, and there's lots of other stuff to play, but it's really deflating.
Yeah.
Because that game's out there, and, like, I have 8 zillion things to play. I spent 5 minutes first part of the show talking about how fantastic Horizon is, but I'm still deflated because I would rather be playing Cyberpunk.
Yep.
I would rather be putting 200 hours into this fantastic environment that we talked about for literally years, and it's kind of depressing.
Yep. For sure. It's a bummer at the end of the day. But yeah, it is still, I think, going to be a really fun game. I'm looking forward to you getting into it. I'm looking forward to spending more time into it. We'll talk about it a ton. Really quickly, let's mention Lucasfilm stuff because there's going to be a little girl busting down the door any second.
Yep, so, I know.
Lucasfilm Games is officially a thing. That it was kind of a thing. But it's specifically a thing that's not a studio. And that's the key here. This is kind of an umbrella branding for any Lucas properties for licensing, is the best way I can explain it. But they're teaming up with whatever developers they want to. And so we've already seen, obviously, you know, Jedi Fallen Order from EA and Battlefront and that kind of stuff from EA. And that's going to continue, I would imagine. But they made two big announcements kind of on the heels of saying Lucasfilms Games, which you can go follow their Twitter and whatever now that they're, you know, putting out stuff. They have announced that there is a new Star Wars game coming. No details really other than it's going to be open world. And it's being developed by Ubisoft. So Ubisoft doing a Star Wars game. So expect the Ubisoft, like, Far Cry, you know, Watch Dogs thing, but with Star Wars. And I don't know. It is either going to be really awful or, like, super fun to go, like, take over bases as a Jedi or Stormtrooper or whatever, you know?
So on that note, I don't know if you saw, and I really need to post this crap on the Facebook page, but the game on Epic for last week was Battlefront 2, which it's an older game, but it's not that old. Like, we were just talking about that a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's going to be kind of like that kind of a thing, kind of a Battlefront kind of a...
It says it's story-driven. That's what. That's the only other detail. Literally, the only details we have is story-driven, open-world Star Wars from Ubisoft. And so I'm thinking it's not that. It's actually being led by Hi.
Hello.
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 It's being led by the same team that did The Division. And so I would, if anything, expect it to go like that direction. You have a cookie?
Yeah. What kind of cookie is that, babe?
What kind of cookie is that? Do you remember? Is it a snickerdoodle?
I love a snickerdoodle.
Me too.
That's a fantastic cookie.
One more bit of news really quick, because we're about to lose it all in just a second. Yeah. But I really want to throw this in on the Lucasfilms thing. As I mentioned, there's also Indiana Jones news that they're making a new Indiana Jones game. And Bethesda is doing that one with Todd Howard as executive producer.
Yep, I'll take that.
So,
please, sir, can I have that? Yep, let's do that.
Lucasfilms Games comes out and says, hey, we've got two big games we're working on, one with Ubi and one with Bethesda. So, there you go.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. And honestly, I'm so excited about all this, but all I can really think about is NVIDIA now. So, this is going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm really going to enjoy that. I know you are too. I'm really in a good mood all of a sudden. Yeah. So
it's a good time to be a gamer. We say it a lot.
Absolutely.
By the way, go by the show notes, gamingandcensored.com. There's some Nintendo news we didn't get to, including a new little bit of Mario. They're releasing Super Mario 3D World on the Switch, which isn't new, but on the Switch, that we haven't been able to play it there yet. And they're adding a new game, I don't know what to call it, gamette, I don't know, called Bowser's Fury, that they're explaining as a short, action-packed, free-roaming Mario adventure. So
can I tell you a real quick story? That was on Avery, the 17-year-old's Christmas wish list.
Nice.
And I can tell you, because we've already had Christmas, I pre-ordered it. So
very
it's
nice.
Coming to our house on the 12th.
Well, there
she
you go.
She will be playing that. She's excited about it. And I'm glad to know it's still coming.
Yeah. Me too.
So,
nothing really in terms of releases this week. Cyberpunk is still the most significant release of the last month or so. But like, it's still listed, you know, on Metacritic and the Steam Game Store and kind of top list. And so just not a lot happening this time of year, as is typical. So there you go. Now the little girl's making faces at herself.
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic. She's so cute.
Are you so cute?
You guys know where all the stuff is. You know about the Facebook. You know about Twitter, which the Twitter is getting more interesting because I'm like everybody else on the planet. I'm enjoying like being loud on Twitter. So Twitter is getting more interesting. I'm posting game shots there and some other stuff. So that's pretty
and
cool. I'm enjoying
the GU
that.
Twitter will be ramping back up a little bit because I've got a little bit of time again to hopefully babysit it more.
So definitely go by there, check that out. You know where Twitter is, Facebook, Patreon. You need to go by there, especially if you want to check out the video version of the show, which is getting more and more fantastic as we go. We're learning new things. And we got
and
good
you can
stuff.
See the cutest little girl in the world right now.
Yes, she's currently eating a cookie, which I love. And she's really, really cute no matter what she does.
She was walking by.
Yeah, she's like, hey, there's my mom. I love it. But for right now, I'm Jamie. That's Tommy and Genevieve. We are Gaming Uncensored, and we are out.
Can you say we're out? No, we're out.
No, we're out?
Say we're out.
I'm still eating my cookie. We'll be right back.
Would you like to submit a segment for the show? Send it to gamingandcensored@gmail.com. And don't worry, we'll play just about anything. Gaming Uncensored.